everyone, and welcome to my After Effects tutorial. In this episode, I'm gonna show you how to create your own light leak effects in Adobe After Effects. Now, for this tutorial, I am gonna use a third-party plugin called Optical Flares, but you can work without this. And in this tutorial, I am gonna use a few expressions, and right at the end, awesome people, I'm gonna show you a very good way of customizing this whole thing. So even if you're making templates out of this, you can give out your After Effects file and your client can change the color of the light leaks very easily. So this adds more control towards the editing side. You can give this out to your templates or give it to your friends or co-editors. And again, with just a few clicks, you can change the color of flashes and flares that we are using. And this is a great way of customizing this whole thing. Again, a blue color is not the way to go, but this was just for the example. So anyways, this is what we will try to recreate. And this, awesome people, is our original shot. So you can see, awesome people, that it's a good shot. We have good camera movement, the actors, they are doing their part well, and everything is good. We have a good background, everything is set up right, but when we add our light leaks to it, you can see that it just goes to our next level. So light leaks, awesome people, can be used for adding drama to your video. It can be great for your short films. It can be great for wedding videos or event videos. Here, awesome people, I have another example set up, and you can see again how we have a good camera movement, the actors are really good, and when we add our light leaks to it, it just goes to a whole new level. So this here is our original shot, and you can see how it's a good shot. The color grading is good and everything is good, but again, light leaks, super epic, you know, transformer style. Again, sometimes, awesome people, we may exaggerate a little bit, but you know, it's there. Okay, so let's get started, awesome people. We are going to use a few expressions in this tutorial, so you know, good luck. I'm going to keep it simple though, so don't worry, you will understand everything. Alright, so I'm going to delete all these layers and I'm going to start fresh. So again, this is our original file. This is what we're going to work with, superb. And we will give it our best to make this look better. Okay, so Control Y for creating a new solid. I'm going to call this flash. And awesome people, a lot of people would change the color over here in the solid settings. I would say don't do this. Don't do this, and I'll tell you the reason why. Click OK. Just make sure that you have named the layer properly. And then go to FX and Presets, type in Fill, and take this and drop this onto the solid. What this is going to do is it's going to give you more customization options later when we are attaching everything with expressions. Okay, so a good idea is to just take this color dropper and do sample colors from the video. And just in case, awesome people, if you feel like the sample color is not right, you can always come in here and you know, add your uniqueness to the light leak. But this is just a good way to get started on picking up your color. Okay, so this here we have our solid done. Now we're gonna go to ellipse tool, and I'm gonna make like this vertical sort of ellipse like this. And awesome people, I'm gonna hit the F key, and I'm basically gonna feather this a lot. So I'm gonna take this 150, superb. So we have like a nice you know, featherish effect. Next, awesome people, we're gonna get into some expressions. Okay, before we get into expressions, let's link up everything to an adjustment layer. So we have that customization option. And the reason I'm doing this right now is so that when we duplicate this, we don't have to manually attach everything again and again to the same adjustment layer. Everything is going to be automated. So Control Alt Y for the adjustment layer, and you're going to call this color change. This is great if you're creating templates. If you're not into creating templates and you just want to edit for your friends or for your client, skip 1 or 2 minutes ahead, and you know, I'm going to move on with the light leaks. Anyways, I'm going to go here and I'm going to type in fill one more time. Take this and drop this onto color change adjustment layer. Select the fill in your FX controls, hit the enter key and change its name to flash. Okay, duplicate this one more time and change the flash 2's name to flares. Okay, superb. Now we have this set up. We're going to remove the eyeball from the adjustment layer. Now what we're going to do is you're going to hit the U key 2 times on our flash layer. So UU. And we are basically gonna get all the different changes that we have made to the original settings of this layer. So we have added a mask path, we have changed its shape to the vertical ellipse, we have changed the mask feather settings, and we have applied a fill effect. So what my idea is, awesome people, is to connect this fill color with this. So we don't have to, so tomorrow, if you have like 10 flash effects, we just duplicated the whole thing 10 times, we're gonna, instead of going to every single layer again and again, we can just go to one color change layer, change its color, and automatically everything is gonna change. And an easy way to connect this is to hold on the Alt key, click on the stopwatch, take the pick whip and attach it to the color over here. Now I have created one more flares effect because we are gonna add some more optical flares and we're gonna do the whole thing to them like that. So as a whole technique. Now you can see as soon as I attach my color, you can see, pay attention over here, the color is gonna update to red. As soon as I let go, you can see this. So basically this color, the adjustment layer color, is now gonna affect what color is there in the mask in the flash 01. So if I change this to a nice orange effect, something like this, nice, click OK and there you go. Now again, awesome people, the opacity control and the mask options are still with us, so we can still change them, but the color options remain with the adjustment layer. So now, awesome people, if I was to duplicate this say 10 times like this and put one over here, put one over here, which I'm gonna show you, don't worry, but I'm just trying to make a point. If I was to do this, if I just go to color change and change this guy's color now to say blue, every one of them is gonna update. So this is a great way, instead of before we had to go and, you know, change colors manually, this is now automation. Superb, isn't it? Please say it is superb. Please leave a comment below. Yes, I have my lower thirds coming, but I still want to advertise myself a little. Please leave a comment, please subscribe, do all of that. Thank you. Okay, anyways, coming back to this, we're gonna work with a few more expressions, no big deal. Hit the T key for opacity, hold on the Alt key, click on the stopwatch and type in wiggle. I'm sure you, everyone over here knows this. 3 comma, I'll say 2 comma 20, that's it. Okay, we're gonna work with small numbers, so there is only 20 percentage of opacity difference, so we don't have like a very big flashy, you know, effect. Okay, as soon as I let go, you'll see nothing much is gonna happen because the opacity, the original opacity, if I was to disable this, is still set to 100. So I'm gonna reduce this down to 10, and now you're gonna see some nice, okay, I enable this, now you're gonna see some nice opacity flashes. There you go, super. And actually, I think 10 is a little too down. I'm gonna take this to 15 and change this to 25. Again, awesome people, depending on your footage, this is gonna vary. Sometimes you'll have to take this up, sometimes you'll have to tone this down. Okay, this looks good to me. Now, awesome people, what I'll do is I'm gonna go, this looks good, the and I'm gonna rotate this. I'm gonna hit the R key and take this to 90, like this, move it over here, and you have like a nice, like, you know, a flash effect. You may not be able to see it right now, but it is gonna add up, believe me. Okay, so we have a nice flash effect going on. Next, what I would like to do is, since we already have, like this is a cinematic footage, we have the black bars, I'll want to recreate them so we can have like an overlap effect. You can see right now they are affecting the blackness, like the black bars in the video. So an easy way to do this is to create a new solid called boxing, because it's letterboxing. Click OK, hit the S key, break this link, change this to say 76, and change the blend mode from normal to stencil alpha, and boom, you get letterboxing in your videos. So it's a great way of adding letterboxing effects to your visual effects and motion graphics. See, learning so much already. Anyways, moving on. This is a great way of doing this, and we have added our opacity change, right? But it's looking really static. What we'll do is we will add a wiggle to the position property of this layer. So P key, hold on the Alt key, wiggle, open a parenthesis, 2 comma 40, that's it. I would recommend actually keeping this down from 40 to say 30, and if you want to take this up, you can, like, a good number would be going 50, that's it. Maximum should be 50, don't go above 50, otherwise you're gonna have like a very big, you know, dancing kind of flare, a flash effect. Okay, so you can see it's a little bit, it has a little bit of sliding movement, that's a nice thing. Okay, so yes, you can see that we have that nice opacity fade in, fade off, and we have like a nice movement effect too. Superb. Now, awesome people, one thing that I forgot to do, and the reason it's looking so plain is because I haven't changed the blend mode from normal to add, and boom, finally we're getting somewhere. Yeah, see that? Actually, now I think I have to take down the opacity. To hold this down to reveal the expression. Take this down to 20, close up parentheses, and 15. 15 is perfect. Okay, so this is my thing. Superb, I think this looks good. Next, awesome people, what I'll do is I'll duplicate this a few times. So duplicate it one time. And again, everything is automatically connected, you know, to the color change effects. So again, change the color over here. Let me just show this to you one more time. If I change the color over here to, say, purplish, you're gonna have a nice purple. Okay, sorry, wrong place. If I change this to, say, purplish, you're gonna have a nice purplish effect. You see this? Superb. Alright, so walking ahead, I'm gonna bring this here, and maybe I'll increase the size of the layer. Yeah, again, there are some people, there's a difference. If you click on the mask and, you know, change its shape, nothing is gonna happen. So make sure you're on the layer when you are resizing it like this. Nice. I'm gonna duplicate this one more time and just leave it over here. I'm gonna duplicate this one more time and take this one up here. Nice. So we are getting somewhere. Nice effect going there. Superb. Now, awesome people, again, everything is customizable. I've seen this hand like 1,000 times till now. Just one more time. Everything is customizable and superb. Next, let's start working on some flares. So you can, awesome people, if you don't want to do too much, you know, if you're running low on time, or if the effect, you know, is just asking for this much work, then, you know, you can end here. But if you want to take your stuff to the next level, you will have to work with optical flares. So control Y, call this flare 01. The reason why I'm naming everything 01 is because, just in case, if I had to manually create a flash 02, I would not get confused. And yes, one great way of organizing things would be to select all your layers, go over here, left side to all the numbers, and change this to yellow. So you basically know that flash layers have a yellow color, and this is just visually makes a lot more sense. The reason you can't see something is because of this flare. And again, you know, everything that is yellow is basically a flash layer. And next, awesome people, if you change this to, say, aqua, everything that is blue is a flare layer. So that's a great way of organizing things. FX and presets, Video Copilot, great fan of Andrew Kramer's work, superb work. And we have created our flare. I'm gonna go to options and edit the flare, because this is pathetic. And I'm sorry, you know, I had to use that word. Anyways, I'm gonna go to custom, and I'm gonna get started with soft iris. What else? I would like to have a nice color loop hoop. Nice name, loop hoop. I would like to add a streak, and I would like to add a glow. A glow is a little too much, so I'm gonna take the scratch value from 100 to 70 and change the other value to 35. So you have this effect. Superb. And if I click on global parameters, under lens texture, I'm gonna go for dodgy. Dodgy is personally my favorite. You know, this is like that nice, you know, like that dirty-ish lens effect. Dirty is, it's there, but you have like that heavy bokeh effect. I'm not a big fan. Dag is also good, but I am gonna go with dodgy. Okay, so, and yeah, just in case if you want to tone the texture down, what you can do is you can bring down the brightness from 50 to a smaller number. So 25, I think, works. Click OK, and boom, and change the blend mode. Before doing that, again, let's connect the color settings to color change, because tomorrow, if we were to duplicate this 3 times, we'll have to manually go and attach everything to color change, or manually go and change the color for every flare. Not a good idea. Best thing to create your flare layer first, attach everything to the color change, and then start working. So tilde key for maximizing the timeline. I'm gonna save here first. And the U key 2 times, nothing's gonna happen. Open optical flare. Yeah, now sometimes beginners may get confused. They'll add a fill effect onto the flare. No need to do that, because in optical flares you already have this color setting, so you can just link this to the flares that we have created, like this flare colors option that we have created. So alt click on color, attach this to flares color. Okay, don't attach it to flares name, attach it to the color inside. And as soon as I let go, this white is gonna turn to red. So see that? Nice. Nice, we're getting somewhere. And change this to a nice orangish, not yellowish. Yellow is a little too much. It's something like that. You know, like a combination between orange and change the blend mode to add. And okay, sorry, change not of the adjustment layer, not of color change. Change the flare blend mode from normal to add. And boom, you have something. Maybe the scale is too much, so I'll bring that down to 50. Bring the brightness down to 25. And boom, we have created a nice flare. Now, a good thing would be, since we are compositing this and this is not a template, we can always go in and change the flare position. So a good idea would be not to have a flare that is visible like this. This is gonna ruin your entire shot. Flares are usually used, like, you would like to keep a flare visible when you're working on visual effects or motion graphics, but this in no way is motion graphics or visual effects, so you would like to blend the flare out of the scene. A good editing, awesome people, is done when you cannot recognize the edits. The video that we produce should look like something that is straight captured from the camera. That adds a realism sense to it. If it feels edited, people won't really like it. So just remember that when you're working. So again, we like to blend out the flare. So what we'll do is, instead of changing settings over here from to like green or something, we'll just take this flare up so it doesn't have this green background. So it just blends up like this. And we can still have this flare, like this flare coming on her body, so we can still see the flare. I'm gonna take this brightness up to 35 and change this to 75. Superb, this is good. But you can see, awesome people, it's again very static. So instead of this time adding a position wiggle effect or something, we'll just go and add a position animation. Awesome people, tomorrow when you learn expressions, it doesn't mean you're supposed to use expressions for everything. Believe me, it's not like that. Expressions are there just to make your work faster, but if they are confusing you, you don't necessarily have to use them. So just remember that. Okay, so we have like a small animation happening, and that's it. You know, simple, sweet, makes sense, makes everyone happy. Okay, I think I would like to add like a little more motion to it though. So I'm gonna change this to 1920, and make sure that my X value stays the same throughout, 1920. Okay, so this is set to 800, my ending keyframe is 800, and this is 694, so only 100 pixels. 100 pixels isn't much in a full HD composition. Maybe in 720, but this is full HD, so it's a little less. I'll change this to 600, so at least 200 pixels. Now if you were to play this, okay, so we have a little bit of motion in the lens flare. Super, I think a little too much. I'll change this to 650, so we have 150 pixels, you know, difference. Okay, super. But awesome people, still, this looks a little too static and robotish because it just stays the same, you know. Flares aren't like that. So what we will do is, we will, instead of adding a wiggle expression to scale or brightness or scale of the layer, there is already a built-in setting in optical flares called flicker. If you toggle this down, you have speed and smooth options over here. So you take the speed up to say 75 and take the amount to 100, you're gonna get this nice, you know, like lights, like fade in, fade out effects. That's a great way of adding randomization to your flares. See that? And now, awesome people, one tip would be, if you have shot the whole thing on a tripod, then it would be better to just leave the flare on one position and not to have flicker at all, because flicker is usually caused by some kind of movement in the camera. So if you have a camera following someone, then this would be good. If you have a camera in some sort of motion on a slider, or you are running after, you know, your subject, then this is good, you know. But if it's on a tripod, my recommendation would be just keep the flare on one position and no flickers. Okay, that's my advice. Stupid, I know, right? But believe me, it works. Okay, so we have added this. Now I'm gonna duplicate this flare and I'm gonna rotate it like this. And now what I'll do is, to add a little bit of randomization, I'm gonna increase the scale to 100 and brightness to 50. And maybe I'll add a little bit of motion. I'll take this up here. Right there. Now if you were to play this, we can clearly see that there are some flares, there are some flashes happening. We have a small texture, like a slight subtle texture from the lens flares. And this looks something that, okay, I think we have done a little too much on this flare right here. So I'm gonna bring down the amount to 25 and speed down to say 50. So it's a big flare. This, like, you know, resembles a sun or something. Even though in the scene it's going down, but it looks good. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, I know, but still, it looks good. You know, I'd like to keep it. So there is a very less flickering happening, and it looks good. So something that would sell nicely, it shows that you have added work, and it doesn't have that, you know, super edited effect to it. And everything, again, also, people, is customizable. Remember that, that's a big part. So you can always sell this out as a template, just change the color over here to blue. Blue, and everything changes. The main reason why we can't see this is because this is add. I set to add. If to solo this, you can see it just changes the colors. Actually, I think, you know, there's a... maybe I'll change it to 75. There you go. And of course, change the color back to yellowish, orangish, tintish. Something like that. There you go. So this was our original footage. Again, great footage, great footage, great shot taken. You know, good camera movement, great BG, superb acting. But when you add light leaks to it, it goes to a new level. So again, great for adding cinematic effects and stuff. And you know, everything was done right here in After Effects. Again, here's my other example also, people, where I have done the same thing. Great camera movement, and it adds a nice, you know, lens flare cinematic effect. Now if you want to tone things down, again, you can just go, it reduces the size of the flare. You can see I've taken the scale to 500. You can keep this to 50. You know, you can bring down the flicker, maybe even remove it completely. You know, add a Gaussian blur to it so it has like a nice camera, you know, out of defocus effect. Now you don't necessarily have to work with the, you know, with where does it go, camera lens blur. A Gaussian blur would do fine because, you know, we're not going to pay attention to it anyways. But, you know, if you want to add, you can work with camera blur too. So that was my tutorial on how to create light leaks effects in Adobe After Effects. It's a great way of adding production quality and just taking your videos to the next level. And everything was done for free in a very short amount of time. So again, awesome people, my name is TJ Style. Thank you so much for watching this tutorial. ZenGen Learning, that's my new channel's name. Please make sure you subscribe to it. And I am gonna put up more tutorials and templates and a lot more things. I will see you all next time. Thank you so much for watching this video. You guys take care.